following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
From police officers to firefighters to storm chasers, even race car drivers, expert drivers choose Goodyear tires for superior performance.
On and off the road, Goodyear is consistently making improvements to deliver superior performance tires. Everything Goodyear has learned making tires inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
Goodyear tires are chosen by those who use the world as their proving ground. So wherever the roads take you, choose Goodyear tires with superior traction and handling.
Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more driven.
This Mother's Day, send something sweet to that special woman who's always been sweet to you. Order freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Over a 40% savings. Or double the berries for just $10 more. Click on the mic in the upper right corner and use the code MVP. Sherry's Berries are always fresh, juicy berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. Then topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. Visit berries.com to order. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in MVP. Order now.
As they approach the top of the stretch, and there's Street Sense with a huge move on the far turn, and Calvin Burrell saving ground every step of the way, but it's hard spun to catch as they come off the turn, and Street Sense draws alongside as they move headlong into the final furlong, and Street Sense has roared from 19th position to first in the Derby.
There goes a Affirm with a rush. Affirm takes command by ahead. Sensitive Prince is second, and Believe It moves quickly to the leaders as the field turns for home. Coming to the waterfall, Affirmed on the inside, Believe It on the outside. Affirmed toward the rail, and down the stretch they come. Affirmed on the inside, takes command again. Believe It is second, Allendark gains down third. Third in the final furlong. It's Affirmed with Stevie Coffin showing the way by 2.5. Believe It with Ed Maybelline's next on the outside. Allendar is third, but it's going to be Affirmed. Affirmed with Steve Coffin is going to win this 104th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Secretariat is fourth and moving up on the outside, and is now third, and moving at the leaders as they come for the head of the stretch. They're at the head of the stretch, and Cham is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretariat is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Now and then the stretch, it's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Cham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And here they come into this stretch. The Nuts going on with the throwing a big race at 25-1. It's the Nuts first, yield to the Storm at second. In the hot pursuit, here comes Wayzata Bay and Habaneros, but they're not going to get to the Nuts. He's done it in shocking fashion here in the Bossaman.
Good racing here at Bonner Park. Race 5 is now underway. They head Combo Tuffy takes the lead by a length over the one horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me the Champ. Somebody has lost a jockey. Looks like the six horse Pillar Starbuck is not running today. The four horse is now That's All Folks and Deep Blue Goodbye battling as they come down the stretch. It's going to be those two as they head to the wire, six ahead. They're six ahead except for the horse that lost the rider, Pillar Starbuck. Head to the wire, and That's All Folks is your winner. The one horse Deep Blue Goodbye is second. And I'll tell you, right at the wire, that six horse Pillar Starbuck did not have a jockey on him, but he actually won the race, I think.
Some of the great race calls of all time. One of the highlights of the year. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Glad to have you along the day before the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Oaks is today. The race for the ladies will be airing both of those for you. A couple of hours of coverage beginning this afternoon at 3, and then we will be bringing you a lot of coverage tomorrow afternoon, plus NBA playoff action this weekend. So keep it here on ESPN Radio. Kentucky Derby, once again, has had a horse scratch out. First, it was Hopportunity, replaced by Pablo Del Monte, and then Pablo Del Monte says, I'm not going to run. So they're going to have a 19-horse field as it is right now going into the Kentucky Derby. We'll talk a lot about that coming up in a little bit. We'll also be talking with Gina Bucola of the TVG Network, Steve Anderson, Fauner Park. It is their final weekend of a horse racing over at Fauner. We'll also be talking with Hastings College basketball coach Bill Gavers. They've got some camps coming up. We'll talk about that and a few other things. And In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about the PBR. Jimmy Lee is coming up from San Angelo, Texas. He's one of the bullfighters, and they've got some Ben Jones, our favorite Aussie, Brant Atwood, Austin Meyer, among those that will be at the PBR in Grand Island tomorrow. So, folks, I know there are a lot of things that you can be doing, but I know that there's some unique events going on. We've got the Alan Jackson concert in Kearney tonight, the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, and then if you go to the races, or even if you don't, it's still right there at the State Fairground Park. It will be in the Five Points Bank Arena. So it's not in the Heartland Event Center, the PBR tomorrow. It's in the Pinnacle Bank, or the Five Points Bank, but it's right there on the grounds at Fauner Park. So all of that coming up today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But first off, for the Jimmy, what are rules for? Okay, I know that's a wide-open question. Rules are for the good of the game, correct? No matter what sport it is, no matter what you're playing, from Monopoly to football?
I believe that would be true.
Okay, so why is the media, and the media only, trying to blow this Indiana-Atlanta thing, which for God's sakes is on NBA TV and you can't watch it anyway? I mean, you can, but you can't. You know what I'm saying. This scuffle where a couple of Indiana Pacers stepped a foot onto the court last night, and now the media is, oh, man, you can't do that. You could be ejected for Game 7. If the commissioner or whoever makes this call, because I don't know if it goes all the way to the commissioner in this case, if they suspend Paul George or any of the players that were on the bench at the time of the scuffle, they are not helping the good of the game. The guys did nothing. When that happens, the natural reaction is to help your teammate, step forward. And they didn't run out onto the court like these goons of the past. They took a step, realized where they were, and assistant coach, you know, said, hey, guys, don't go on the floor. The situation was controlled. I've had to listen to the national media all morning trying to make a story about this. For the good of the game, Game 7, Indiana and Atlanta, who nobody cares about anyway, you don't suspend. They didn't break the rules. You have to use some common sense. And if they don't use common sense today, then that, for me, is a big check mark to watch more hockey and less NBA basketball.
Yeah. If they take the common sense out of it in a lot of sports, that, you know, I just don't understand what's going on here. You know, and I'll give you some examples of this just since you brought it up. There was a relay team in Colorado in a high school meet, and their sports bras didn't match. And, you know, and they, so there's a disqualification. Now somebody's in charge makes not a very intelligent call. There was a boy that in a farm accident in, I believe the state was Oregon and cross country, and he lost his arm somehow. And I believe it was in a farm accident. It could have been some other way. But he was participating in a race, and he was a great cross country runner. Well, anyway, he was Finney was finishing second. He used to win all these, and then after this accident, he was in second place. And another kid from another school waited for him at the finish line, and those two came over together and held hands as they went across. They disqualified both of them. You know, I mean, because the rule is you can't hook arms or hold on to another teammate or guide someone. You know what I mean? And there was the home run.
Not heard that.
Yeah, there was a home run that was hit, Doug, one time. And I think we all saw that, where that girl hit that home run over the fence.
This happened a couple times because it happened again recently last week in another game.
Yes.
Which I don't know how you get injured hitting a home run. But
you tear your knee up. I mean, so just taking the swing. But anyway, to make a long story short, I mean, there is a rule where you have to you can't be aided by your teammates, so the other team picks you up. And I mean, I think there's got to be a situation where an umpire looks at the head coach of the team. Well, what do you want me to do here? You know, this is your call. You know, what do you want to do? Yep, score the run. Let's go on. You know what I mean? Or what? You know, and that guy says, "Nah, I'm not going to let you score the run." Then put it on them a little bit. So I think sometimes, and I think I agree with you on one thing. I don't know if I can give a zillion examples and analogies, or whatever you want to call it, Doug. But like you say, the initial reaction is to help people, no matter what you're doing. I mean, let's say you were at a I don't know if I'd be able to do this, but if I was at a bank, you know, I'm getting ready to leave, and all of a sudden somebody's in trouble or somebody, my first reaction might be to help out, and then I go, okay, whoa, I don't think I need to do this. So this guy seems like he's robbing this bank. Maybe I need to back off here. But my first reaction might be to help out, and I think that's what you were doing. They were helping out their teammates, and maybe even, you know, just to help out everybody, the referees, to help out to make this game a better place. Hey, we've got some guys that, you know, if I jump out there and can get this separated, it's going to help everybody, all the players from both teams. So let alone just to show that, you know, hey, I'm coming out there. Now, there, I think sometimes in Major League Baseball we get pitchers that run out of the dugout and they're going to get involved, but I don't know I don't know how bad they really want to get involved, but they have a rule for that. No one gets thrown out for that. You got to throw a punch. You know, so go ahead, Doug.
No, that's right. Your examples there brought up another one. If for folks that have maybe listened to this show from almost the inception, I'm sure they'll remember a famous rant that I went on here after a cross country meet, and at the time, and it doesn't matter what the kid's name was, but I believe he was the lone qualifier from Franklin, and he finished, I believe it was 40th. So you medal if you're in the top 15. He was the only guy, so it was their team didn't qualify, but he qualified. And as he crossed the finish line, he did a cartwheel across the finish line. They DQ'd him. Bringing attention to himself or something like that. The young man was showing jubilation for competing at the state meet, and it was just, I mean, again, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, except that now that youngster's name will not be shown as having run his senior year at the state cross country meet, which just was crazy.
Well, they finally golf, you know, you know, people would call in on TV. And you remember that? Somebody call in and go, hey, I was watching. And Doug Duda, you know, before he addressed his seventh shot on hole number 14, I think his ball moved, you know, and he didn't call it. So next thing you know, you're DQ'd.
If they called in every rule violation I made, I'd never finish a round.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, what, you got to be kidding me that somebody on TV is going to call this in? You know, I mean, this is absolutely. Now, if somebody's blatantly cheating, you know, if somebody hits a ball out of bounds and it's underneath somebody's deck at the country club, and the next thing you know, the guy kind of comes out and throws another ball out there. And, hey, I found it. You know, I mean, that's a little different, you know. But,
well,
go ahead.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, as you get ready for the weekend, Troutman's Quality Meats is the place to be. The weather is going to be nice, so head to Troutman's and get some steaks and sausages for when you fire up your grill. It's not too early to be thinking about graduations and Mother's Day and all of the things that will be going on over the summer. Even if you're putting a wedding together, you have the rehearsal dinner. A lot of folks like to cater it themselves or have a big old meal themselves. Don't forget Troutman's is there for all of those get-togethers. Carrie just crafted three new gourmet burgers for you to try. They're always doing some great new things with your favorites there every day as well. All three are 6-ounce burgers. Try the bacon cheddar burger, the jalapeno beef steak burger, and a blue cheese burger. I think I could try all three of those. Don't forget all the fixings for your graduation parties as well. Troutman's has pulled pork, roast beef, sliced hams, and with Mother's Day less than 2 weeks away, cook it up right for Mom by visiting Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, where all of their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, and nothing but USDA Choice Certified Angus beef. They have always got the very best. Stop by, try the new burgers, get ready for the month of May at Troutman's Quality Meats. We've got rodeo, we've got Kentucky Derby, we've got basketball, we've got a whole lot more, including baseball and softball, coming up.
The Kentucky Derby runs here.
And he's going clear by two lengths and running to the line. Animal Kingdom wins the Derby. I'll Have Another takes the lead in the Derby and up the line. I'll Have Another wins the Derby. Jarvis War is absolutely fine. In fact, he's Golden Soul, but it is all to win the Derby.
The 140th Kentucky Derby, May 3rd.
Catch all the action Saturday afternoon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's the Herd. Mother's Day is almost here. It's close. And Mom has always been there for you. Now is the time to send her the best this Mother's Day. It's a beautiful bouquet of roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget the other moms who deserve our appreciation. Wives. Our mother-in-laws. Yes, our mother-in-laws, of course. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has an incredible offer for my listeners. It's available only until Friday. Order a dozen multicolored roses and receive an additional dozen roses and a vase, $29.99. That's a full bouquet of 24 roses and a vase, just $29.99. 50% off the regular price. It's a great deal. Because moms mean so much. Have it delivered in time for Mother's Day. It's available only while supplies last, and they do run out. Order now at 1-800-Flowers.com, desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter my name, Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
With sunny skies across the area today, we'll head up to 76 for a high as northwest winds will increase to 15 to 25. Then skies will remain clear tonight. Winds will be diminishing as we head down to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 59.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, yeah, 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's see. So if it's 11:20 here, it's 5 o'clock like in Rome, like in London. So they're done with the tea and crumpets. They're on to some Guinness.
Good call.
Guinness.
And warm, right? Don't they? That's a room temperature. Never did figure that out.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, someday we'll have to get discussions there. I know a couple of people here in the city of Kearney with, you know, like England ties that might be able to fill us in on beer drinking habits of the English and the Irish. But since it's always so damn cold there anyway, why wouldn't the beer be cold? I mean, you would think it would be a simple process.
Hey, what, you know, when I drive by and I look, and sometimes I'll look at, you know, and it goes, this place has the coldest, whatever it is, but they usually, it's the coldest beer in town. And then I'll drive like two blocks later and another guy's got it, you know, so... Is that false advertising?
No, because one of them could be the coldest draft beer, one of them could be the coldest bottled beer, one of them could be the coldest canned beer. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get around that stuff.
Good deal. I just wanted to make sure.
But you're not getting around your landscaping this summer and spring. It's that time of the year where it's time to visit the folks at Johnson Lawn's new nursery. Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery is right beside Yellow Van in Kearney. And if you've kind of, we mentioned this earlier in the week, Jimmy, you see the rain, it's starting to warm up. Your greenery should be green. And if it's not, then Johnson Lawn and Landscape can help you out. And in the nursery, they've got the trees, the rocks, the plants, the flowers, everything you need. If it's a small project or if you're redoing it all and making a big project, maybe you've moved, maybe you're in that first home and you want to make it look really nice outside, well, then Johnson Lawn and Landscape is there for you Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday 9 to 4. So if your garden and landscape are not becoming, then you need to be coming to Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Kearney. Oh, it was such a great start to the day, at least for me, listening to the great race calls of many, many folks, including Tony Davis and our next guest, Steve Anderson, the voice at Fauner Park, as he gets ready for the final 2 days of this season. Good morning, Steve-O.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's all over, but the shouting, I spent the last couple hours out at the track. You know, we opened up at 9:15 this morning for the first Churchill Downs race. It went at 9:30, and when they unlocked the doors, you know, normally they're lined up. Two people fell through those doors down in the north end of the complex. It's eerily quiet around here. We've lost a number of horses to Prairie Meadows. They started their season a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, everybody else is making plans to ship out either to Oklahoma, Colorado, Iowa, or Minnesota. Marv Johnson took a whole bunch of horses back to Indiana earlier this week. So I'm sitting here a little bit nervous. It's a calm before the storm because last year's Kentucky Derby Day was the biggest individual day they've had at Fonner Park, dating back to almost the beginning of simulcasting, which is 1988. And I think the mood will change dramatically tomorrow. Hey, it's great to be with you this morning.
Oh, yeah, fun times. Steve, I guess just kind of following up on that a little bit, jockeys, quality of horses, especially today, because I know we've got a couple of nice races as we do every year on the final day. Any changes? Has anybody else moved on, or are the fans going to see the same crop that they have here so far?
Yeah, the crop. I like that word. Our jockey colony, you know, was bursting at the seams the first half of the season. You'd have to go back a few years to find more than 20 riders in the room. The attrition rate over the last couple of weeks has been extreme, almost to a point where I know we lost a horse as a result to a jockey that got injured in the gate. They had to replace him with another rider in the room, and there was no rider available. That's something we used to put up with for years at Columbus and at Lincoln. I can tell you Greg Schaefer has retired. Kenny Shino left here 2 weeks ago, went over to Prairie Meadows. So we've lost. But William Hansen, bless his soul, the guy that was involved in the great goose race that went viral, you know, here 3 weeks ago, comes back the following week and has a tremendous fall at the far turn in a half-mile race. They carted him off to the hospital. They didn't find anything wrong. He was complaining of a sore hip, and then he told his agent that he shaved a couple of points off the bottom of his lower vertebrae, which I don't know if he self-diagnosed himself or whatever, but he's back riding again today. I swear these guys are little evil Knievels, but in that regard, no, the trainer colony is still rock solid. We've got enough riders here as we scramble to fill these fields over the last couple of days. You know, really, the disconcerting thing today, guys, is we've got back-to-back-to-back races going a half mile, and I don't recall ever in the history of this racetrack at this juncture in the season, which is the last final 2 days, that we even had one four furlong race on the card. But it's a sign of the times. We certainly got our fair share of cheaper horses filling these last 21 races. And they aren't going to be able to run these short sprints anywhere else around the Midwest for the most part over the course of the summer. So they go to the post, and that's the main thing. The more wagering interest there are, certainly the more beneficial it is to the racetrack, and that's what we're faced with here the last 2 days.
Hey, Steve, Jim Langen here. Hey, a lot of times, I know when they write the races, and I'm talking about the guy that writes the race, he'll say, hey, this race is going to be for maidens, 5,000, you know, a maiden race or something. I'm just throwing this out. And this race will either be 6 furlongs or 4 furlongs. And then the trainers will go in and sign up for the race. So is this kind of what happened where a lot of trainers said, whoa, I'm signing up for the 4 furlong race only, not the 6 furlong, or am I completely wrong here?
Oh, no, that happens every day. And not only here, but at every other racetrack. They'll write the same conditions, Jimmy, for two races, and this is even in the condition book. And generally, you'll see it this time of the year where they're going 6 or 6.5 or a mile 70. I have never seen it so often where now we've reduced it to just sprints. It's sprinters, non-winners of two races, lifetime, going a half mile or 6 furlongs. And this is where these jockey agents come into play in a big-time way. Again, this is standard in the industry, not just here at Fonner Park, but these guys are down in the racing office during the draw every day, and a lot of them enter horses for trainers. So there's a lot of give and take here. And the riders obviously have an input with their agents, but the really good ones don't pay much attention to the riders, although the veterans, you got to listen to who they like, who they want to ride back, so on and so forth. But there's politics involved here. It's all part of the game. I like to stay arm's length away from it. It's bad enough that I have to pick horses before every race and then give a little dossier to the public on who I like, why I like them, because really it's kind of a conflict of interest. You want to remain neutral when you call these races, and here I am, you know, putting my mark, my stamp of approval on how things should play out. But it's all part of horse racing. It's certainly an interesting situation that you guys now have been exposed to a couple of times over the last 2 years with the Bossaman draw. And you've been there doing a show for over an hour and see what actually is going on. And then, you know, I know the racing secretary, the assistant racing secretary, Jimmy, they're on the phone through all this, communicating with owners, trainers. You know, they all know what horses are eligible for what races, and it's a really a card game. And then they're watching to see what horses go where. That's what's so frustrating about the Bossaman race, because everybody knows who the kingpin is, who the horse is to beat, and if he finally enters at the last second, everybody else folds up their tent and goes somewhere else.
Yeah. We're talking with Steve Anderson, and Steve, we're kind of up against it here, so just a couple questions.
Yeah.
First, big race tomorrow. Tell us about what's going on.
I had Fawner at Churchill.
Well, we'll start with Fawner, yeah. Start with Fawner, then we're going to Churchill.
We got a nice field. It's what I call a compact field because only six headers going postward in the $25,000 Al Swihart Memorial. Really nice horse out of Temple Russian Barn. I think we'll come right back and follow up with a resounding win in the runs of 2 weeks ago. That's Lady Contender. Terice, who also is a multiple stakes winner at Fawner, I think makes this an interesting outcome. One shipped-in horse only came from Iowa called Roses Plus. Loves to be on the lead, but I think she'll have company up there. So, again, Lady Contender to Terice in the Al Swihart Memorial. That's our big filly mare race, $25,000 pot. I think it's an absolute stone-cold exacta in the 10th and featured race tomorrow.
And, of course, we want you to be first to make the incorrect predictions for tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. the Oaks today, well, the Derby tomorrow. What you got?
I haven't had much luck going with favorites dating back to Funny Side and Smarty Jones. California Chrome looks too good to be true. I can be honest with you when I say I haven't paid much attention to the three-year-old wars as far as racing Triple Crown is concerned, so I'm going to mix them up a little bit. I don't think any horse has ever won in the history of this race out of the 20 hole. There's a scratch again, so there's only 19 going postward. I'm going to take Jane Jerkins' Wicked Strong. This race looks like it sets up for a closer. And I don't care about the buyer speed rating figures, although I'm a disciple of that go along the California Chrome. There is so much speed in here, inside and outside. Somebody or several will go out with California Chrome. So I'm leaning heavily to the closers. I like the 20 Wicked Strong over the 16. That ought to be a terrific exact to pay off with two big, huge numbers coming in. Intense Holiday. I think a sleeper out of Todd Pletcher's barn. I like the 5-horse and obviously California Chrome. Great story in Sports Illustrated about the nature and the history of this young 3-year-old. And then I'll throw in another Pletcher horse, the 4, Danza.
Oh, baby, 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 baby. It's gonna be a fun race tomorrow, and we look forward to it. Steve-O, I like a little bit of that, so I know that means we're both hosed in the Kentucky Derby for tomorrow. I'm going to start drawing them out of a hat. I can do better.
Hey, a guy by the name of Bill May, who won our handicapping contest here last Sunday, hangs his hat out in North Platte. He came on once at a pregame show and did just exactly that. He devised and created his own game called Hi-Ho Derby-O, and he was a lot closer just flipping the dial on a board. That particular derby than yours truly.
Well, Steve-O, hey, we'll see you at the races this weekend, and we always appreciate the time. Enjoy the last couple of live days over there at Fawner.
I will, guys. It's been a pleasure. You're such loyal fans and followers and enthusiasts of Fawner Park. As always, we can't wait to see both you, Jimmy, and you, Doug, at the races, plus all your fans. So long.
We'll be there. See you, Steve-O. By the way, Vince Aromas, part owner, Whitey Richardson over from Grand Island, second time in the Derby. There's a good story, again, in the Grand Island Independent about that. Today, we are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Gina Bucola, TVG Network. We also have Bill Gavers, Hastings College basketball coach. Hastings baseball was knocked out yesterday, and so was number one Doan, which was as big a shocker as there could be. They were undefeated in the GPAC regular season, and then they go 0-2 at the tournament. The softball team for Hastings went 1-1. They're down to six teams and begin play again this afternoon at 2 at the Smith Complex. Folks, remember that we will be back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, talking to all of those fine folks in a moment.
Hi, it's the Herd. Mother's Day is almost here. It's close. And Mom has always been there for you. Now is the time to send her the best this Mother's Day. It's a beautiful bouquet of roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget the other moms who deserve our appreciation. Wives. Our mother-in-laws. Yes, our mother-in-laws, of course. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has an incredible offer for my listeners. Available through today only. Order a dozen multicolored roses and receive an additional dozen roses and a vase, $29.99. That's a full bouquet of 24 roses and a vase, just $29.99. 50% off the regular price. It's a great deal. Because moms mean so much. Have it delivered in time for Mother's Day. It's available only while supplies last, and they do run out. Order now at 1-800-Flowers.com, desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter my name, Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With sunny skies across the area today, we'll head up to 76 for a high as northwest winds will increase to 15 to 25. Then skies will remain clear tonight. Winds will be diminishing as we head down to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the first Friday in May, which is then leading into the first Saturday in May, which is exciting for all of us here with the Kentucky Derby. Folks, it's also exciting. Got a chance to go over and talk to Ryan and the gang at TNL Irrigation Systems with their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, continuing to serve the entire United States and over 65 countries worldwide, because the choice is simple when it comes to irrigation systems. TNL is there for you. You can always recover. If you think you've lost some production, you can recover that with TNL, because you eliminate the spoking effect caused by the start and stop operation of electrically powered pivot irrigation systems and get the benefits of even water distribution and maintenance cost savings. Always said from the very first time that we started working with TNL, the picture doesn't lie. The satellite picture of a field that has TNL and it's all green and it's all crop and it's all there when it comes harvest time, as opposed to those that have the start and stop technology in their field. And if there's one great reason TNL irrigation is above the rest. That is one of them. And of course, with PPC3 now, you can control your pivot anywhere with a computer, with your smartphone. And in this day and age, it's all about quick and efficient, and TNL is there for you. See your local TNL dealer or go to TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. Gino Bucola, our favorite, joins us here from the TVG Network because it's horse racing time again as we jump into the Triple Crown. And we always like to let the dust settle and have Gino on Friday because he's got them all studied. Good morning, Gino.
Good morning, guys. I always have fun talking to you guys, touching base. We always talk before the Derby, for the big ones, and for the Breeders' Cup. Hope everybody's doing well, and we'll try to make some money for you. That's the most important thing.
Well, I'm supposed to tell you from our friends James and the boys over in Grand Island that they need winners. They need winners, and I'm sure you got them.
Oh, I get those texts from them all the time. And you know, today we're going to come with a nice price for you for the Derby. It's been a little bit interesting for me in particular because I was very high on Constitution, who was 3-3 and undefeated a couple weeks ago. He unfortunately came down with an injury. He had to be scratched. Then I was really high on Cairo Prince. He unfortunately came down with an injury. He had to be scratched. So I had to call an audible a few times, which I think actually makes it better for me. I think I spent more time handicapping, taking different looks, because I really wanted to find someone other than California Chrome. That's the worst to beat. Everyone's going to talk California Chrome. He's going to probably be one of the shortest price favorites we've seen in the last 10 or 15 years. So that's not where I make my money. If he wins, I'll be happy for California. I'll be rooting that. I get paid to try to find who's going to beat the favorite. So that's what we'll do today.
Well, let's kind of work backwards. Let's get your picks, and then we'll kind of fan out from there. What's the Gino run for tomorrow?
I'm going to Dance with Fate tomorrow. I put Dance with Fate on top. My top five that we had would probably be Dance with Fate 1, Intense Holiday 2, California Chrome 3, Danza, and Wicked Strong probably in my top five. And Dance with Fate is a horse who I actually know very, very well. Dance with Fate began running out here in Southern California back in July of 2013. I was at Betfair Hollywood Park when he first ran. There was a lot of buzz about this horse, which is funny because his trainer, Peter Erton, he's not a trainer that normally has horses ready to win in their first race. He's more patient. It's like anything, different coaches, different philosophies, the same thing happens with trainers. Some are hard-nosed, they're hard-headed. Some want to get their horses ready right away. Others, they're more patient. They let their horses kind of tell them what they need to do and how to grow and how to develop, and that's kind of how Peter Erton is. So when you saw Dance with Fate didn't win his first race, it wasn't too much of a surprise. Then, boy, oh, boy, did he grow up. He went down to Del Mar, and he won his second start, and then he came back right away, and he was a really good second in a grade one race at Del Mar. And right then and there, I started to know this horse had a lot of talent. What I love about him is he wasn't even planning on running in the Derby. He's just been doing so, so well as of late that if you're the trainer, if you're the owners, you have to take a shot. If you've gotten your chance and you made it and you've qualified for the Derby and you're doing so well. So I give Dance with Fate my top endorsement. He's 20-1 on the morning line. I don't think we'll get that price. I think he'll probably be somewhere between 12 and 16-1. But for me, he's the horse right now. He just won at Keeneland in the Bluegrass. He's a horse who he's just doing so well that you can't, I think, look past him. He probably wins the award for best-looking horse in the field of now 19. He is absolutely gorgeous, a big, big, black, good-looking guy, and everybody's talking about what a good-looking horse he is now. He can look great, but he ain't going to look very good if he's in the back of the pack, so now I need him to get up front first.
Gino, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug due to Jim Langan, and I'll throw over to Jimmy here after I ask you this. Four of those five horses you gave me were winners of their stake race. Races, whether it was Arkansas, Santa Anita, Louisiana, Dance with Fate as well, the winner at the Bluegrass. But we've come to know that if there's going to be that long shot, it's somebody that was third or fourth in one of these stake races. What are we looking at for a long shot tomorrow?
Sure, I'll give you a few. Commanding Curve is 50-1 on the morning line. Commanding Curve is the number 17 for trainer Dallas Stewart. This is the same trainer who last year trained Golden Soul. Golden Soul finished second at 35-1 and blew up the Exacta. He finished right between Orb and Revolutionary. Those are my top two picks last year. So Dallas Stewart with Golden Soul, he ruined my Exacta last year. I won't let him do it again this year with a big, big price. Commanding Curve was third in the Louisiana Derby. The two horses who he finished behind, Vicar's In Trouble and Intense Holiday. But if you watch the race, Commanding Curve completely missed the break. He spotted the field. He had the clothes from well out of it. I thought it was a really, really impressive race. He almost ran down Intense Holiday, who finished second in there, who I like quite a bit in the race tomorrow. I think Commanding Curve will probably be 30-1. If you're playing Exactas, Tries, Supers, I think a must-use. And I'll give you another long shot, too, coming in from Southern California. That's Candy Boy. Candy Boy has Gary Stevens, the Hall of Fame riding Gary Stevens, who himself has won the Kentucky Derby on three different occasions. Candy Boy, last time out, faced California Chrome in the Santa Anita Derby. Candy Boy was trying to win the race, but what he did is he took himself out of his own best game. He's normally the type of horse who's going to sit back and close. He wants to make one late run. Candy Boy and Gary Stevens, I think they were concerned with California Chrome. So what they did is Gary tried to sit with California Chrome the whole way. He took his own horse out of his own game to try to beat California Chrome, and that didn't work. And I've been speaking to a lot of people in the Sadler camp, a lot of people involved with the horse. It's going to be completely different for Candy Boy. They're going to take all the way back, and they're going to be the closer in the Derby. So I think Candy Boy's a horse to use, probably around 20-1. Remember, Gary Stevens won the Preakness last year on Oxbow.
Hey, Jim Langan here. I'm kind of more of a, right now I'm trying to get some horses that are bet against horses from you. I do not like the horses from New York that came in and the way they've been competing in New York this year. I think there's other states and areas that were good. What do you feel about the New York horses? Do you think they have a chance or do you think that's a good bet against?
I completely agree with you, Jim. I'm right there with you. The form in New York was very close. There were a few horses in there who had very similar form. They were all horses that I didn't. You had to wonder, okay, are they all this good, or are they all maybe just a cut and a step below? Uncle Cy, we're talking about. Funny comment about Uncle Cy, I have to share this with everyone. His trainer, Gary Contessa, is very colorful. A couple days ago when he was being interviewed and asked about his horse, he said, my horse is such a cool customer. If he were a dude, he'd be a surfer dude. Whatever, bro, pass me a joint. That was the greatest quote all week long at the Kentucky Derby that I've heard from any one person. So Uncle Cy, he said, is just a cool, laid-back kind of customer who doesn't really mind whatever you try to do. Now, that's good in the field of 20. I just don't think he's quite good enough. I think the same can be said for Samrat. I can't see him winning the race. The only horse out of New York who I think has a little bit of a shot, and truth be told, he might be rooting for him more than I think he has a shot, is Wicked Strong. Wicked Strong, who just won the Wood Memorial. The problem is, horses who exit the Wood Memorial since 2000, they haven't finished in the top three. So when you talk about New York horses coming in this year, it's not even this year. It's a major trend over the past 15 years. We haven't seen any of these horses hit the board. Many of them have had bad luck. We've had a lot of horses from New York who couldn't even make it to the Derby that were supposed to. But I'm with you. The only reason why I root for a horse like Wicked Strong is the Boston Strong connection. For some of your listeners who don't know, Wicked Strong is owned by a group of folks who live in Boston, and they put this horse together. They got this ownership group together in order to name a horse in memory of all of the victims of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. They wanted to get Boston Strong as the horse's name, but there was already a horse named Boston Strong, so they figured, let's go Wicked Strong for all the Bostonians out there. So they named the horse Wicked Strong, and they're going to donate 1% of the purses for the horse's total career, and 5% of anything that he makes in the Triple Crown races will all be donated to the victims of the 2013 Boston Marathon. So I'm sure a lot of folks in Massachusetts and on the East Coast will be rooting and putting a few bucks to win on Wicked Strong.
And another question for you. In the one and the two hole, The trainer, you know, Michael Maker has both horses that are coming out of the one and the two hole. I kind of like the one horse a little bit because I think it's going to be able to get out and get clear. I think maybe the two will move over for him a little bit at the start.
And you know what? I'd love to interrupt you, but there's a positive that comes from that. With hearing this morning that we had a scratch in the race yesterday. Opportunity will not be running. Unfortunately, he had a foot bruise. So that gave the number 21, Pablo Del Monte, and his trainer, the option. Do you want to run in the Derby or not? You are in now. They decided, you know what? We don't want the 21 post, so we're going to scratch, and we're going to run our horse in the Preakness. Now, what that does is that means they move everybody down one stall. So instead of breaking from the one stall, the one Vicar is in trouble actually breaks from the two stall. So it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but Jim, I think it gives Vicar's in trouble and Rosie Napravnik a little bit more space and just a little bit more time to get out in front, just like you're talking about. So I completely agree with you. I think Vicar's in trouble is a play from the rail, especially if you're playing tri-supers, because he's got speed. Rosie Napravnik, she's trying to become the first woman to ever win the Derby. She actually has the best finish ever. She was fifth last year when she rode My Route, so that would be quite a celebration if she won that race for Michael Maker. And Ken and Sarah Ramsey, they are some of the best owners, period. They actually won the Eclipse Award, which are the highest awards in horse racing last year for the top owners in the game. So top owners in the game, you have the best female rider in the game, no doubt, in Rosie Napravnik, and you have a horse with a lot of speed. Jim, I would not be surprised if Vicar's in trouble hits the board.
And Gino Bucola with us from the TVG Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Gino, before we let you go today, hey, the Oaks is today. Some analysts that we have had on earlier in the week don't like the untappable being on the outside because they can't find a winner from that post position. And the boys want some other picks. You got a couple other hot tips either today or tomorrow?
Absolutely. Let's go through today a little bit. I'm with you on Untappable and whoever you spoke to previously. Not a huge Untappable fan. I like Rossland a little bit in the Kentucky Oaks. Rossland is a closer who will finally get more distance today. She's 8-1 on the morning line. She'll probably be 5 or 6-1. She might be the second or third choice in there. I think she's a horse that you have to use. If you look to race number 10 today, it's going to go away as race number 10 at Churchill Downs, the Ali Sheba. I think a good price horse to use is My Loot. Will Take Charge is one of the best horses in training right now. He was second in the Breeders' Cup Classic last year. He just seems to run in every big race. I think he's a horse you use, but maybe let's play exactas with Will Take Charge and My Loot. Let's hook those two up in race number 10, which is the Ali Sheba today. And then I'll give you one more in race number 9. So if you're interested, you can play a little pick 3, races 9, 10, and 11 today, because the 11th race is the Kentucky Oaks. And the 9th, which is a race named the Edgewood, the 5, Little Journey for Chad Brown, is a French import. Reportedly makes a very, very nice appearance on the racetrack. A couple of my good buddies have been spending the week, actually about 2 weeks or so, in Louisville. They've been out at the racetrack every morning watching the Derby and the Oaks horses work out. They've been watching all these horses come out of the track, schooling in the paddock. And this is a horse who I've heard very good things about. So we want to keep Little Journey, the 5 and the 9th, on your tickets. And there are 3 horses for you today. I'll even give you one for tomorrow prior to the Derby, just because I love my boys from out there in Nebraska. Let's give you, in race number 9 tomorrow at Churchill Downs, which is named the Churchill Downs. It's a sprint, a grade 2. The 2, clearly now, and it's a good name because, boys, one thing we love when it comes to Oaks and Derby Day, we want clear skies. We don't want no rain. We don't want to have any excuses. We don't want any horses or jockeys or owners or trainers to say, my horse didn't like the rain, didn't like the mud, didn't take to it. 10% chance of rain today, 10% chance of rain tomorrow, 60s today, mid-70s tomorrow. The weather looks absolutely perfect. And TVG, if you want to play the races, you can do so at TVG.com. You don't have to move. Sit right there in your own home, sign up for an account, and we'll give you all sorts of picks, all sorts of handicapping information, anything at all you need to be successful, you can find at TVG.com.
And Gino, while I was watching last night, did I see that there's a 4-1 guarantee on California Chrome tomorrow?
Yeah, we have. I believe it's still going till the end of the hour. So if you're listening right now, you have about 11 more minutes. I think it goes till 10 o'clock Pacific time. And what you do is you can bet right now at TVG.com. We're going to guarantee you 4-1 odds. So if you like California Chrome, go bet him right now, because I'm telling you, he's going to be 9-5. He's going to be 8-5. He's going to be one of the shortest post favorites we've seen in quite some time. Even if you don't like California Chrome, and you go, well, I didn't like him at 9-5, but 4-1, he might be a little value. Maybe you go put $10 to win on him, just so you have a little something in case he does win, and you get twice the price. So it makes sense to go give yourself a little shot. Go to TVG.com and boost your odds. We will guarantee you 4-1 on California Chrome if you can get in the next 10 minutes.
Well, we better let you go so we can go do that then, Gino. Hey,
That's the plan.
Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again as the Triple Crown continues, and love the work on TVG. Best of luck this weekend.
I hope the positive talks afterwards, and I hope we're not frustrated with the magic. So,
exactly.
Good luck, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Gino. Gino Bucola, TVG Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we will be continuing on here. Bill Gabers is coming up next here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll take a look as well at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. So when you're sitting back and enjoying the weekend, Midtown Mart of Hastings is the place to be. Yesterday we asked you who's had the best playoffs so far this season. Not surprising, 73% took the NBA, 27% took the National Hockey League. I'm guessing, Jimmy, that's about the same percentage that watches, that the fans are. I would say it's about a 70-30 split when it comes to those sports. The draft is next week. We'll talk about that a little bit more next week. What should the Houston Texans do with the number one pick? Jadeveon Clowney, take a quarterback, draft another position, or trade the pick? You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, let's wrap up our Kentucky Derby selections. Who you like tomorrow?
Well, Doug, I'll tell you what, I'm going to use the one horse, like I said, a little bit, you know. And, you know, the thing of it is you just got to decide how much money you're going to spend. I mean, how are you going to spend this, and how are you going to go ahead and go about it? But, you know, I'm more of a number guy, Doug, but I came up with seven horses that I can, you know, out of the 20, you know what I mean? So I've got to, hopefully I can catch it some way. And I will probably play a dollar exacta with all of them, you know, and box them. But it's the 1, the 5, the 6, the 15, the 16. You know, or the ones I like, and then I'm going to throw the 12 and the 20 in there too. But that Wicked Strong's the horse on the outside. I really don't like him that well, but I don't want to get beat by him. Yeah. You know what I mean? If he'd happen to come in, I just don't want to say whoa, because he really kind of woke up. And
you're the first one to mention Tapiture, the 15.
Yeah.
Why? Well, what are you looking for? Speed, close? Well, what's the theme among those horses that you like?
Well, with the 15, Tapiture, last time out, he ran fourth. And he was $2.10 to one. He's been a favorite many times in the race. The last time out, you know, he just didn't fire, I guess I'd say. You know, it was in the Arkansas Derby, and that's when Danza came up on the rail, and right on Curlin was there. But, you know, I just kind of, since the horse was $2.10 to one, I think maybe people are missing those things. And last year, if you remember, in the Kentucky Oaks, a horse that was favored all the time got beaten, got beat really bad, and then, but was a heavy favorite, and everybody forgot about it and came in and won at 35-1 odds. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, the Tapiture a little bit, you know, came from Oaklawn, and I just think at Churchill Downs, it has two races there, and it won by 4.25 lengths in its last race there. You know, that was in 2013. It was a grade two. You know, so it does like Churchill Downs.
And again, our coverage of the Kentucky Oaks today at 3, and then we get going tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock with race coverage from Churchill Downs. But let's change gears here a little bit. You've just been hearing the when you hear the voice of Jimmy Langan, you know it's Jimmy. And I think when you hear Billy Gavers, you know it's Bill. He's the head coach at Hastings College. Good morning, Billy.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. I got Jimmy in a lather here over horse racing. Can you imagine that?
Well, I kind of heard that a little bit. Sounds like you guys are up to some exciting stuff.
Well, you guys, as we know in this day and age, every sport is all season long, and you wanted to come on and talk about the camps, and we'll do that. But you've got 1 year in the book. You've went out and hit the recruiting trail pretty hard. You got a lot of Nebraska kids that are joining your team. Talk a little bit about what you're doing here in the off season at Hastings College.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the recruiting is pretty much a 24/7, 365 type of deal, and you're always keeping your eyes and ears open for good players. As you mentioned, we were fortunate. This year we've gotten a lot of very good players. Got one locally from Kearney and Damian Austin. We think highly of him and his abilities and skills and competitiveness and toughness. And Drew Callahan out of North Platte that you, I'm sure, saw play. Very talented, very skilled player. So we're really excited. We've gotten a lot of local guys. We've got Creighton Burr out of Donovan. We've got Tyler Hedlund out of Boone Central, and many, many others. So we're excited about moving forward.
We talked to Sponge earlier in the week, going through his first year as the baseball coach. Now that it's behind you, what was the first year like as the college basketball coach at Hastings College?
You know, it was enjoyable. There were a lot of challenges. One thing that you know is every time you step on the floor, you better be ready to go because the other guy's got talent, he's got players, and he's going to be well prepared as well. So, but it was a good year. You know, we went 21-10. I had a couple major injuries that hindered us somewhat, but our players really fought through mentally and physically, and we felt like gave great effort all year long.
Yeah, Billy, I'll tell you what. I've known you for a long time, quite a few years, you know, both officiating and a lot of other aspects. But I will say this, any kid that goes to your camp with the people that you have, whether they're going to be a better basketball player or not, I don't know, but they're going to come out of that place a better individual because some of the things that you tell during timeouts and when you talk to your players after practice about being good people, and you continue to do that. So I'll tell you what, I will highly recommend anything that you're doing that way.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. You know, we always enjoyed having you officiate our games over the years, and when you walked in the building, we knew we were going to get a good whistle. So we appreciate all the work that you've done and the kind words that you've said.
Well, let's talk about the camps coming up. Bill Gavers, Hastings College men's basketball coach, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Give the parents and the youngsters some of the details.
Yeah, we're working with our coach traders. We have about 25 to 30 years here at Coach Traders camps. We've got camps at Grand Island Central Catholic, May 27th to the 30th. That particular camp is a day camp, which means it starts at 9 in the morning and goes till 4. There's also one at Central Catholic July 27th through the 30th, another day camp. What's new is we've put in a couple overnight camps at Hastings College, June 1st to the 4th. And those are a little different than the day camps. Those go till 9 at night, so you've got a couple, you know, you've got meals there, you got breakfast, you got lunch, and you got dinner, and then you have extra sessions and time, you know, to work on your games and do your contests and work on your skills. There's also an overnight camp at Hastings College July 6th through the 9th. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to getting camps on campus and having overnight deals.
And Billy, go to the website. What's the best way to get involved here, whether it's individuals or teams?
Yeah, the best way is to go to www.traderscamp.com. There's information there explaining everything, you know, from cost to housing and all that sort of stuff. And also, you could contact Coach at 402-960-8011. You could also go to the hastings.edu, to our website, our college website, and hit athletics and go to basketball. And there's a little camps insignia that a person could scroll down on. And so there's several different ways to do that. And Coach, of course, does a good job. He gets brochures out. You guys have probably seen him in various locations when you stop for a soda or things like that.
From time to time. From time to time. There's no doubt about it. Billy Gavers with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. I guess, Billy, everybody tries to send their kids to camps, and everybody kind of wants to go to camps, and each camp maybe has a little something unique. What are one or two of the things that you guys really have been and continue to try to drive home, even if it's just a one day with these kids?
Well, I think the main thing is we place a high priority on teaching the game and teaching, you know, the kids to play the game the right way, both from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint. So you do that, you know, by doing a lot of fundamental drills, but then you're also incorporating that in the games, and they're trying to carry over the fundamentals that you learn at your stations into your gameplay, and you're constantly talking to players about doing that. And then there's also contests. You've got one-on-one contests, three-on-three contests, shooting contests. So really the two goals that we have is for kids to learn how to play the game the right way, to keep working on their skills. Hopefully they walk away motivated so that they're going to work on their game outside of camp, which is very critical for players. And then also to enjoy it and to have fun, because basketball truly is a fun game, and it's something hopefully the kids will be able to do for quite some time.
Billy, anything else that we missed that you need to let the folks know about?
Oh, I think you covered most of it. You know, we get really good coaches. You guys probably know Larry Ribble, won 7 state titles at Millard South.
Yeah.
Coach Baugh, my assistant, will help out. I know a guy in the area, you know, B.J. Blaze has helped out for years, and Coach always tries to get some college players. Jake Hamburger has helped out over the years, and some of the campers may remember Abu Fall, a kid who played for us this year. So the one unique thing I should mention, too, Doug, is every camper is going to get their jump shot videotape, and they're going to sit down with a coach and be able to see it and see the things that they're doing well and things that they need to improve on. So that's kind of unique to this camp.
Well, that'll be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe we should go over, Jimmy, and have our shot analyzed.
Hey, I tell you what, we put you two guys in. I know Coach Langan can drain them from anywhere, so that you guys can put on a clinic on how to shoot it properly.
That's just how we rehearsed it. That's just exactly how we rehearsed it. Hey, I'll tell you what. If you spend a lot of time on defense, at the camp, make sure you spend a little bit of time on the offensive end, too.
You know what, Coach? Coach Langan, I've heard that from several people over the years. I appreciate that input. You know, when we get to that offensive side, we're going to bring you in to demonstrate the skills and talk about all the skills for that side of the ball. So,
hey, when I coach, we just held it for 8 minutes. You know what I mean? We never did shoot it.
You know what? I remember that being pretty successful for you, too. Nobody likes to guard more than 30 seconds, do they?
No, at 30 seconds, if I could get a kid to guard for 30 seconds, he got to start.
Oh, yeah, I hear it. That's very true. So that's good stuff.
Well, Billy, we'll let you get back to work, and thanks for letting the folks know, and we'll continue to mention the Mike Traders camp and what you're doing over at Hastings College. Have a great summer.
Hey, listen, we appreciate all you guys do for sports, both high school and college. Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, thanks, Bill. Bill Gavers, head men's basketball coach, Hastings College. We'll be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours, too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Ask any big leaguer who's ever faced a 90-mile-an-hour fastball what baseball is all about. He'll tell you it's all about being ready.
Yep, just like business travelers who take being ready to the next level with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Just book at LQ.com, and on the day of your arrival, La Quinta will send a ready-for-you alert the second your room is ready.
So after a long day of business hardball, you'll know that pillow-top bed is ready for a seventh-inning stretch. The ready-for-you alert, only at LQ.com.
La Quinta is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. LQ.com.
Never pay for gas again if you're the grand prize winner of the O'Reilly Auto Parts Gas for Life sweepstakes. Plus, 28 daily winners will win free gas for a year. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a game card, jump online, enter your PIN, and play to win. Visit O'ReillySweeps.com for details. No purchase necessary. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Sit back and enjoy this one, Jimmy.
All right.
Bluegrass, mint juleps for a Saturday in May. Three-year-olds, Churchill Downs, Kentucky Derby Day. Running for the roses, who will claim the throne? Riders up, Bugler, my old Kentucky home. There's the starting bell. The breakaway is clean. Round the clubhouse turn, they're picking up some steam. Coming down the back stretch, feel that tension build. There's nothing like a horse race down in Louisville. Down the stretch they come.
Hard to find something that rhymes with Louisville, I guess. I never did hear this guy's second hit.
Well, can you imagine trying to sing that at karaoke night? At least you'd sound okay.
Oh, well, yeah, how couldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those few ones. I mean, there's no Neil Diamonds or Jimmy Buffett's or Garth Brooks or Celine Dion's out there. But I just had to enjoy your day with that one there.
Now, who's the lead singer for the Rolling Stones? Who was that guy?
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
Yeah, he was a little tough to duplicate him on, you know, when you get up there and you're trying to karaoke night, everybody's kind of looking, hey, he kind of didn't do much for me there. But
how about Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Hey. Those, if it's really late and you've had 10 too many, Bob Dylan's good because then you can knock that out of the ballpark. Hey, oh, hey.
You got a good Bob Dylan. You're the best I've ever heard, I'll tell you that.
Well, the best there is Midway, and our Midway auto dealers are into May. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And the boys, Ryan and Andy, have that great team of salespeople, men, women, whoever you want to deal with. There's so many to choose from, and some of them are brand new for you, and some of them have been there and in the industry for decades. And you've probably purchased a newer pre-owned vehicle from some of them before. If you've not had that opportunity, go out and see the great sales staff. Maybe it's time to get your car or truck worked on. And of course, their maintenance department certified the best around. Oil changes in and out 30 minutes if you've purchased your vehicle. Don't forget tomorrow, Saturday, probably be a good day to take it in for that free car wash. I've seen a few of the vehicles that have been beat up since last week. Be a good time to go in and see the folks at Midway. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, it is Kentucky Derby Day tomorrow, but there are some other things going on, so let's run those down. NBA basketball, the games tonight will be Toronto-Brooklyn, San Antonio at Dallas, Houston at Portland. In the NHL, the Rangers are at Pittsburgh, and Minnesota is at Chicago. We knew yesterday that they would announce the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Well, they didn't stick us with Pittsburgh, but Nebraska's men will go to Florida State. So, yeah, you know, I that's okay. I mean, there's history between the schools.
Yeah.
Might not be in basketball. But Nebraska has went down in the past, before they were in the Big Ten, and went down and played a game or two in Florida against a variety of schools in the past. So,
yeah, I think that's a good matchup. You know, Florida State and Nebraska were both all year long kind of on the bubble, you know, for a long period of time in the NCAA tournament.
And we'll see a former a coach that we saw back in the old Big 8 days, Big 12 days, in Leonard Hamilton down there at Florida State. Also, Nebraska baseball against Penn State starts tonight at 6:35. It's on Nebraska Educational Television. And then all three games, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 11 a.m., will be on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. So check that out. Indiana and Nebraska softball in Lincoln wraps up the regular season this weekend. Tough loss for UNK baseball. They just battled so hard. They were up 4-1 and just couldn't score again after the fourth inning, and they fell 5-4. So they have to win today at 2 to force a game tomorrow at 1 at Central Oklahoma. And if they do, then they get to play again next weekend. As we said, they are into day 2 in the GPAC baseball and softball tournament. Softball gets it going again today at 2 at the Smith Complex. Hastings is in an elimination game against Concordia. UNK's Kate Rui, first baseman, who led the team in average doubles, RBIs, total bases, and more. Honorable mention, all-conference. The outdoor track and field conference championships for both the MIAA and the GPAC going on this weekend for UNK and for Hastings College. They're also busy with tennis. Loper women will play tomorrow. The men on Monday in the NCAA tournament. GPAC tennis is going on at Fremont. The Hastings men, the number one seed. The women, the five seed. And any chance I get, Jimmy, any chance I get, the second day of the 45th Cornhusker Trap Shoot at Donovan is going on. They're expecting nearly 1,500 senior high students to compete today. Yesterday was the junior high division. Dagan Voigtman of Louisville. It's Louisville in Nebraska. It's Louisville in Kentucky. Louisville picks up the championship. The girls winner, Emily Hartman from Red Cloud, and the top 4-H team and the top girls team out of the great city of Ord. State champs again.
They're always winning this.
We got to win something, brother. We got to win something. I'll tell you what that means? You better be good when you're, asking somebody to the prom down there. There's lots of shotguns. They don't miss.
Good.
Lots of shotguns
that's
up there,
that's
baby.
That's a good point. Doug, before we go on, I want your and Jeff's selection for the Kentucky Derby. I want to know who you got to win. Who do you have? And you're going exacta. What are you doing? Or are you just going to go just win the horse?
I'm not a big horse racing guy, so I'll just go chalk and take Chrome, California Chrome.
All right.
It scares me. It's no fun to bet the favorite. But it does win, and just to reiterate, there has been a winner out of the 20 hole, and that was Big Brown, and Big Brown was the favorite. And correct me if I'm wrong, that's been like the only favorite to win here for a long, long time, isn't it, Jimmy?
I believe so.
It's so hard to win the Kentucky Derby, and California Chrome seems to be set up. There's nobody's finding a reason that this horse can't win. Good post position, running well, everybody loves him. So there's, like you said, and Gino Bucola said, there's two ways to address the race. If you think California Chrome is going to win, then you put him in and you do that. If you want to try and hit the big money thing, because you always see that if it's not the favorite, there's a great price on exactas, trifectas, dimes, supers, things like that. You've got to take the route that you're kind of taking. I always like to go through, look at the speed rating, and when you get to the Kentucky Derby and you get to the best race in all of horse racing, they're all going to be there. So there's too many to choose from, but I like your Vickers in Trouble. I like that as a number one. A couple other horses that fit that mold is Dance with Fate, and Gino jumped on him as the one he likes. One that's not been used, and here's how much I've known it. I don't know the proper pronunciation for the 13th horse, which is C-H-I-T-U. And you have to be very careful saying that anyway. So I'm going to go with Shaitu just to make sure that I don't trip up with my tongue and say something that would be offensible. But it's C-H-I-T-U. This was a horse that has not run in as big of races, but has been competitive and has a little bit of speed. So that might be a long shot. Medal Count 14 is another long shot that's on the board as well. So I kind of did what you did there. I jumped around. I loved Intense Holiday and Candy Boy. I will be making that one of my exactas, the 16-18. And Right on Curlin, who was second in the Arkansas Derby, I don't know. I got to find a way to scratch him out, because if Danza was pulling away, then that meant Right on Curlin can't hit this distance. And so I got to find a way to scratch him out. So I got about five horses as I just went down. And as you said, we'll make a combination to those somehow and see if we can hit an exacta or a try on Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think there's a bad play. That's one thing about it. In the Kentucky Derby, anybody go, oh, that horse hasn't got a chance. I wouldn't bet that horse with your money. Hey, I got news for you. There's anything can win these things. I mean, and, you've been on the interstate. You got a couple trucks that pull over and get in your way and you can't get by. That's kind of what it's like in the Kentucky Derby with 20 horses in a race. Sometimes you just don't get that good trip, and you might have a horse that had a lot left, but he just can't get through when he needed to get through.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you nailed it on the Gino nailed it on the head there with a couple of the horses that got off to a bad start in their last race and have a chance here. I've been waiting for Big Game James to give me his pick because he has been great in helping us. We always got to have contacts, connections to set us up with a few more new folks that we've had, like Michelle Yu and Frank Maramidi yesterday on for the first time. And he reminds us that Fuchi Achi Pegasus or whatever it was, but that was 2003, so that's 11 years ago, was a favorite that also won the Derby, and then Big Brown. So two out of the last 12 years, the odds are you don't take the favorite.
Yeah, I mean, if, like you said, if you want to make some money, I mean, some nice money, and not risk much, that's what horse racing's about.
And folks, don't forget as well, tomorrow, PBR bull riding going on in Grand Island. We talked about it at the start of the broadcast. We had hoped to have a guest on, but they're on the road and got tied up, and so that didn't happen, and we apologize. But it's tomorrow night in Grand Island. Enjoy it. You've enjoyed it in Kearney. Go enjoy it in Grand Island. Maybe make a whole day of it. Watch them ride the horses and then watch them ride the bulls, Fodder Park, for both of those tomorrow. We want to thank Gina Bucola, the TVG Network, Steve Anderson of Fodder Park, Bill Gavers, Hastings College basketball coach, for joining us. Coming up on Monday, we'll recap the weekend. We'll have winners in conference baseball and softball. We'll look at the Derby. We'll be into the second round of the NBA. The NHL has already hit that spot, so we'll talk about all of that. And then don't forget Monday, the debut of the Hail Varsity radio program at 4 o'clock. It makes its debut on Monday from 4 to 6 with Chris Schmidt. We had him on yesterday. You can check the podcast of any of our guests and maybe rehash some of the picks for the Kentucky Derby at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Yep, see you later, Doug.
Folks, best of luck. We'll see you Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.